My name is Rahanna Bossy, and I am the program director for the Urban Family Center, which is a family shelter for Henry Street Settlement. Prior to the pandemic, we as service providers are there to support the families through their crisis. And it's their experience, right? Because they are coming into our facility, they are homeless, and we're assessing their needs and we're trying to support them. But since the pandemic has hit, it's not exclusive to just the residents. We're all living through this at the same time. And so it's really been a challenge to not only support the residents, but support my team. And just managing my own feelings and my own anxieties has been a heavy lift. I always say, like, I tell my team, I tell colleagues, whatever, like, even though I'm the program director and I'm an administrator, I'm a social worker first. And you often hear a lot of social workers say they got into the field because they want to help people, you know, they want to make a change. And I think there is something to that. Like, there's this ingrained sense of someone's in need. I can possibly provide some support. I need to be there. And I think that switch, like, automatically flipped when we were in the worst crisis that, you know, all of us have experienced in our lives. It's just like, all right, while I'm scared and there's so much unknown, I'm still in some sort of position to provide. And so whatever I can do, I will do and I want to do, because at the end of the day, I mean, it kind of sounds cliche, but like, someone's got to do it. And so there were just all these mixed emotions. But I remember I used to commute by public transportation. And when everything started happening, I switched to driving into the city. And I remember the first day driving home at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which would typically be like rush hour. And it was this eerie sense of, like, it was just desolate. There were no cars on the road. And I'm just like on the highway by myself. And it just felt like a scary movie almost. Like, you didn't see people on the street. And I think it hit me at that point when I was driving and I was just alone on that highway. And it was just like, wow, this is a big deal. Henry Street as an overall organization kind of sprang into action. It was overwhelming to see how Henry Street responded to this pandemic. We haven't closed. So we're a 24/7 facility and we never shut down during the pandemic. Seeing how resilient my entire team has been, it gives me the energy. I'm just like, okay, I'm not in it alone. At times it felt unfair because, you know, yeah, we are considered essential workers and you're going out there and it's just like, I'm here taking care of other people and their families, and my family is worried for me and I'm worried for them. But also it kind of gave you a sense of like, all right, I have to do this. This is what I'm here to do. I have to provide the support to these individuals. It's almost like none of this is new. You know, the fact that the pandemic hit communities of color and low-income communities harder than others, the fact that we are now in another, you know, civil uproar and unrest, none of this is new. I think the way it came together was almost like this horrible but perfect storm, in that the pandemic stopped everyone from moving. You had no choice but to be still. Prior to it, you were able to be distracted because you had somewhere to go and something to do, and it's not my problem. And you just look the other way. And then when the situation happened that, you know, you watched a life be taken in broad daylight in public, and it was like you no longer had the space to ignore it. You couldn't close your eyes. It was everywhere and you had nowhere to go. And being a social worker in this time, it's scary, but it's just like we've been fighting these fights at levels, in different levels, in different spaces. And it's kind of like we all are now in the same space. Henry Street has really given us a space to actively and continually process what we're going through and make changes within the organization as a whole to be more equitable.